Chapter 14. Lexi's stomach groaned, her mouth watered, as Nan set the spinach omelet in front of her. "Eat this, dear. It will give you some energy." She dug into the egg before Nan's even finished the sentence. She ate ravenously, stopping only long enough to jab at her eye, which was still twitching. Helen sat across from her, watching her eat.
"You know, I can stop that twitching with some simple hypnosis."
"Yeah, I've been thinking about that. It is pretty annoying, but I'm not sure I believe in hypnosis."
"Nonsense. I hypnotized you before, remember?"
It was true. When Lexi had stumbled across the body of a client, Helen had hypnotized her to remember the details of the crime scene. It had been easy and painless. Well, it would be nice to get rid of the twitch. Lexi narrowed her eyes at Helen. "No funny stuff, though."
"Of course not. I never do anything like that, right, girls?"
Helen looked back at Nance and Ruth, who were listening while putting the pictures from the camera glasses up on the computer. Nance and Ruth mumbled in agreement. Then the pictures flashed on the screen and captured everyone's attention. Lexi polished off the omelet, put her dish in the sink, and joined them over at the computer. The pictures didn't reveal much. The body, the disarray of the bedding, and a few personal items on the bedside table. "I don't see any clues in there," Lexi said.
"Me either," Nance replied. "Anyone else see anything?"
Ruth and Helen shook their heads.
"Maybe once we have time to think about it, something will stand out."
Nance made her way over to the coffee machine and poured coffee for everyone. Lexi took hers gratefully, the mug warming her hands. She breathed in the welcoming, bittersweet aroma of the coffee and took a sip. "Ah," she said, poking at her eye.
"Okay, now to take care of that eye twitch."
Helen pulled a chair up beside her, took her hand, and started to murmur soothing words. Lexi felt relaxed and almost laughed, thinking that her eyelids really were getting heavy. The next thing she knew, she was putting down her cup of coffee amidst laughter from the three women on the other side of the table. Lexi felt her cheeks grow warm. "What are you laughing at?"
"Oh, nothing, dear. You shouldn't be bothered by that eye twitch ever again," Ruth said, patting her knee.
"Thanks." Lexi rubbed at her eye. It had stopped twitching, which was good. But what was up with all the laughing? Nance turned to look at the pictures on the computer screen.
"Now that the police believe us, maybe we'll be able to solve this faster."
"Lexi, I assume you'll be seeing Jack tonight?"
Ruth raised an eyebrow at her.
"I'm not sure, maybe."
"You should make it a point to. Find out what he knows about the investigation so far. That will really help us. And of course, you can share the clues we have found with him, too," Nan said.
Lexi bit the inside of her cheek. She'd have to tread very carefully with Jack, but she felt a renewed determination to get him to give in and let her investigate these murders. "Maybe I'll make his favorite dessert at the bakery today and surprise him with it tonight."
"The way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Maybe it's also the way to get him to give up clues and information," Ruth said, causing them all to laugh.
Lexi felt a renewed vigor and energy, which made her a little suspicious when she remembered how Alma, at Sunny Acres, had a renewed sense of energy after Helen had hypnotized her. She wondered what else Helen might have done during her hypnosis session. She glanced over at the other woman with narrowed eyes. Helen looked back with an innocent smile. Lexi did a mental head shake. Of course, Helen hadn't hypnotized in any extras. That was ridiculous. The energy was probably from the eggs. After all, she hadn't been eating well lately. So it was no wonder a good meal would make her feel invigorated. She glanced at her watch and felt a zing of adrenaline. I better get going. Cassie is expecting me at the bakery.
Okay, dear. Can you come here tomorrow before you go to the bakery and fill us in on what you heard from Jack? I'll fix you a nice breakfast.
Nance knew the bribe of a hot meal was just the thing to get Lexi out of bed early.
You've got yourself a deal, Lexi said, then drained the last of her coffee.
Rock.
Did you hear that? Lexi asked.
Hear what? Nance replied.
I didn't hear anything, Ruth offered.
Me either,
Helen said.
I thought I heard a duck or some bird.
Lexi narrowed her eyes at the three women. Three sets of innocent eyes stared back at her.
Must have been outside, Nan said.
Lexi shrugged and put her coffee mug in the sink. Grabbing her jacket from the coat rack beside the door, she bid the women goodbye. As she shut the door, she could have sworn she heard the three ladies laughing on the other side.